Riggs and Alley, rewind.
103.7 Kiss FM. Riggs and Alley, it's 7:42. Wow, Post Malone. You got something that made you say hell to the no, huh?
I have a good one.
Okay.
That I forgot to tell you guys about yesterday.
Oh, Allie, go ahead and kick it off. Hell to the no. What do you
okay,
got?
Okay, you know, I carry my gym bag on Tuesday and Thursdays. I bring it into the station. So sure. I gotta change when we get off the air before I go to the gym.
Sure.
Shout out to Keith at Bridgewater.
What
Johnny,
up?
My trainer. But yesterday, I got out of my car and it's like, you know, kind of dark out still, and I'm walking into the station. I look down, I realize not only is there a pair of underwear stuck to my foot, it's like a thong, like a lacy thong. I have no idea even how it got in there. I would not have had an extra pair of panties in my gym bag that looked like that. They would have been mom panties, and you know what I'm talking about.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, oh my God, imagine if I walked in and I didn't realize this thing was wrapped around my foot. You guys would have never let me live it down.
Ever.
And I did that thing where I looked around, threw my underwear in my bag.
No one saw me.
Walking.
Oh my God, that's
like,
funny.
God, he's even in up in here.
I know you did that because I saw it on top of your bag, on top of your gym clothes. And I was like, is that I walked over to Gibbons yesterday.
I can't believe I left it sitting there.
Yesterday, Allie's gym bag is in the corner. I walk over to look out the window at something.
Yeah?
I look down and I glance and I see a shoe in this purple, like, lacy pair of underwear. And I'm like, oh, Jesus.
Oh my God.
Is it up in there? Those are not gym underwear, Gibbons.
Oh, I know that.
You know what I'm saying?
I know what gym clothes look like. That was not gym clothes.
Those are not gym panties.
No.
Bruh. Whip them out for, you know.
I was like, I have questions, but it's Allie. I don't have questions. It's like my sister.
You saw that. I must not have pushed it down far enough.
That's what she said. No, you didn't.
Oh,
no.
Man.
No.
I just, in my mind, it was like, imagine if I'd walked in not realizing this was here.
Speaking of early morning mishaps,
yes.
I almost killed a woman this morning.
Did you?
Almost gave her a heart attack. Okay. It's 4 o'clock
but
in the
I'm
morning.
Okay.
She's fine.
It's 4 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
I'm in West Dallas walking my dogs, right? And they stop to do their business. And I'm watching them do their business. I turn around and there's a lady walking out to her car who doesn't see me and the dogs. So I give her a quick, hey, good morning. And she jumped out of her skin.
Don't talk to me at 4 a.m. I'm going to think you're trying to kill me.
I'm a big bearded dude with two dogs going nuts at 4
two
in the morning.
Two little
in West,
dogs.
Right, but they were going nuts. In West Dallas, I scared the lady to death. I didn't mean to. I'm sorry.
414-799-1037. You can also text us to 71037. I walked out yesterday to get my mail, and I noticed my dog Samson had a stick in his mouth.
Oh, wait. That's not a health of the no.
He's living his best life.
Wait.
No, no. But upon further review, that was not a stick at all. It was a large chunk of his own. I caught him in the act, bro. I caught him right in the act. Disgusting. Disgusting. How do you do that? We call it the circle of life.
Know.
It's disgusting, though.
I don't call it the circle of life. I call it nasty.
I call it the circle of...
I call it hell to the no.
Dear
this
God.
This is exactly what it is. You can text your hell to the no to 71037 or just call us 799-1037. Hell no. We got a text to 71037. Says, I went into Starbucks the other day to pick up my pre-ordered coffee, and the girl behind the counter says, are you married? And I said, does that mean I can't pick up my coffee? And she goes, no, I asked if you were Mary. Yes, that does matter.
Funny.
My name is Mary. Thank you for the coffee.
A little bit, yeah.
799-1037. You can also text us to 71037.
We got one that said, when it's raining on your way to work, but only one of your windshield wipers works, and it's the driver's side wiper that's broken.
Oh, man.
I've been there. That's the absolute worst.
It's when you got to roll down your window and Ace Ventura your way through the through the traffic.
Oh, my God. Awful.
71037, another text says, I forgot to bring the garbage out the night before. I woke up to the sound of the garbage truck. I ran outside to bring out the garbage and realized that I ran outside naked.
Oh!
What? That's like leaving without your shoes on or the wrong shoes and not knowing until you get somewhere.
Oh, crap, that's the garbage truck. Oh, crap, I forgot to take it out.
Oh,
I better get it out.
They didn't mention they were up partying till 6 a.m. and just had fallen asleep, but that's another story for another day, probably.
How could I forget that I had another hell to the gnaw this morning? This one's really gross.
Oh.
So I got up, and I was walking, like, I was upstairs getting dressed, and my kids were asleep.
Yeah.
My nanny Ella's downstairs. I'm coming down the hall, and I smell the nastiest smell. So I go into the boys' bathroom
out
by their rooms.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Owen had gotten up in the middle of the night, pooped, and not flushed.
Ah, damn.
So God only knows how long it was sitting there.
If it's yellow, let it mellow.
It
if it's brown, flush
disgusting.
It down.
I'm like, what is that smell? Oh.
That's reason number 73 why I'm glad I don't have kids. Gibbons, you have your hands up.
Raising your hand? Don't say you don't flush. Don't say you don't flush.
I do flush. I just, on more than, no, on one, it was only one occasion with a deuce. It happened
what,
with me
five?
And my girl. No, I just, it was 4 o'clock in the morning.
So?
I forgot.
That's disgusting.
I didn't mean it. It wasn't done intentionally.
Of course it was unintentionally.
Your kid did it intentionally because he's a savage. I didn't mean to. I was just.
No, he didn't do it intentionally. He's seven.
You're the savage.
Come on.
You're the savage.
Seven. 27. 727 plus 5.
Uh-huh.
Is it any shock that me and a 7-year-old are on the same wavelength in
not
any way, shape, or form?
Not at all,
no,
Gibbons.
But it is a shock you've gotten this far through life and you don't know how to flush the toilet.
Far through life, that's debatable. I mean,
fair enough. You did almost die like 7 times.
When you're right, you're right.
In fairness.
And you're always right.
Hell to the no. It's 103.7 Kiss FM.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com.